everybody, and thank you for tuning in to OK Got It, the Complex Messaging Podcast. Each episode, we answer one of your burning questions on messaging trends or best practices and provide an answer in conversation with our guests. I am your host, Chris Vaccaro, the Director of Marketing for the U.S. at Retarus. And this week, we are joined by Miriam Karina Schmidt, VP of Sales Excellence for Retarus. Miri, as you will prefer to be called, but got to give you the full name up front. That's just how we got to do it for the intro. Okay. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm fine. But when you don't call me Miri, you call me Miriam, then I always expect some problems because that is what my mom calls me when something is ahead. So please go on with Miri. I'm totally fine with that.
We'll stick to Miri because I am not as cool as your mom. And don't worry, you are not in trouble. You are here to actually solve a lot of people's problems and a lot of organizations that might actually be in trouble, because we're talking about a very popular topic that, you know, me with the marketing mind, I took a look at which of our blogs seem to get the most traffic. And there's a topic that everybody seems to be flocking to. There's blogs that are a few months old that still seems to get a lot of views. So that topic is around sending limits. So the question that I'm going to pose to you, Miri, and feel free to start it wherever you feel is appropriate, but what are the new outbound sending limits from Microsoft, and how does it impact organizations that rely on external email?
Let me start to say it that way. It's a very underestimated problem that might cause a lot of trouble and people are not aware of. It sounds a little bit easy because it's only five simple letters. It's saying T-E-R-R-L, tell, which sounds not so threatening, but it is. So the T, what does it stand for? I have a short look of my... of my piece here. It said tenant external recipient rate limit. So what is behind that? I would say, just depending on the company, it might be a little bomb or maybe a huge bomb. So what's behind it? It's saying that from Microsoft, if everything within the MS 365 arena should run smoothly and perfectly, they have to make sure that the bandwidth is good distributed and that all the systems that are so many within the in the system of MS 365 run perfectly. So if mail is overexceeding, then it might be that other systems don't run properly. So as they found out, they said, okay, we can make sure that everything works perfectly if we limit the external sending of emails. And now comes where are the stumbling points. So what does that mean? And by the way, when you go on the website, it affects really everyone. Everyone who has licenses for Microsoft gets into this tell arena, let me say it that way. And the sending limit is connected to the number of licenses that you have. The biggest step is above 100,000 licenses. Then, to give you a number, the sending limit for emails externally is 1.5 million emails a day.
It's a lot of
emails. In the first minute or in the first second, whoa, 1.5 million, that's a lot. Really? If you have 100,000 users and you are allowed to send 1.5 million emails a day, then this is 15 emails per account. And here is already a second stumbling point. It's not per account. It's per user license. I have not seen any single customer where the number of mailboxes that is sending emails is exactly the same as users. What about functional mailboxes, group mailboxes? They are also sending out, not to forget applications. So let's say, and generally, customers have between 15 to 20% additional mailboxes. You know, reception at... accounting at everything like this. So if they are also sending out emails externally, then it's suddenly dropping to 11 mails per day, 10 per day. And now think about yourself. How many external emails are you sending every day?
A whole lot.
And now you get in trouble.
Definitely more than 15. Definitely a lot more.
Wherever this number comes from, if you take a calculator, you should get goosebumps. So what happens if you exceed this daily rate limit? I would like to stress once more, it's a daily rate limit. So it's not that you can say, oh, I haven't sent out any emails on Saturday or Sunday, so I have now a little bit in my pocket. I can use it on Monday. Mm-mm. It's a daily rate limit. If it's exceeded, what happens? You cannot send any email anymore. You simply get a bounce back saying your email could not be delivered due to an overload. Or I have here a piece of paper that says exactly the message that you get. I'll get back to this later,
That's great. And that was the question too. I have. Once you hit that limit, mm-hmm. What does that look like? Now everybody's so worried about
coming. You get the information. Your limit is exceeded, but it's not your personal limit. It's the company's limit. It has been overloaded. So more or less within brackets, try again later or try again tomorrow.
So I won't even put it in like the outbox and then wait for your limit to refresh and then try again.
No, you have
just
to
say,
wait
nope.
For another day. But can your emails that you send out externally can wait always for the next day? And are you aware of which email exactly has not been delivered? Think about application mails. So a lot of people, when they hear application or mass mailing or anything, they think about newsletters. Well, you get a nice discount tomorrow in the shops, 10%, or next week. So it doesn't matter if it goes out on Monday or Tuesday. But the fact is, if someone, for example, in the marketing department is pressing a button and is sending out 100,000 emails externally to inform about a new nice discount solution next week, this is already counted and goes down from your daily rate limit. And what happens also is that out of those applications, it's not always this marketing mails. Out of applications are also sent business critical emails that might get you in the worst situation in a legal problem or in a financial problem. So guess it's the 31st of December. And you're sending out the invoices to your customers. And you have a lot of customers because you are an extremely successful company. And then you are exceeding your daily rate limit. And now you get the bounces back that this email could not be delivered. And you send out 10,000 invoices. Which one has not been delivered? How can you have to prove that your customer has got the email? But you cannot. You are not aware which part has been sent out, which has not been sent out. If the customer now gets a reminder that he has to pay and he said, I never got an invoice, what reminder for what? And you start getting in trouble, customer satisfaction goes down, your payment solution goes down, your payment account goes down, you get in business, your business critical emails do not reach the target that they should do. And then you get in trouble. And this is only by a rate limit that you cannot exceed. So you cannot go to Microsoft and say, you know what, I'm not so good with this 1.5 million. Can you extend it to 3 million? No, because otherwise the systems would not work. It's a completely set target and you have to accept it if you want it or not. It's simply set and you have to eat that cake, although it's a bit salty. So this is where our customers approached us and we said, oh, wow. We did, of course, a double, triple check. And then we said, okay, let us take out of your email sending system all the application mails. And we had a huge logistics company that is working with us. And we said, how many applications do you have? And they have this, they are in the highest range. So more than 100,000 employees or licenses and 1.5 million. They are struggling even without the application with this 1.5 million, counting down that it's 10 to 12 per person. But nevertheless, we took out all the application mails. And these were over 500,000 a day. So if you move your application mail to the services of the towers, you have a lot of advantages. The risk that you get in a boxing fight with Tel is going down. The second is that you get a better reputation, that you have a bigger, better transparency. You see exactly, did that mail reach the person? When did it? Was it opened? All this reputation management, which belongs to our services, also the reporting, is all there included. We can tell you exactly how many mails you have been sending. You can adapt with a pay-per-use model or a package model, what suits perfectly to you, and you can really put down the risk that you get in trouble with those sending limits. And as mentioned at the beginning, Tel is relevant for absolutely every single company that is using Microsoft 365.
And just like it is, with the number of licenses you have, you never are really sure where that is unless you're at the maximum.
Exactly.
So checking on these and also checking on which applications you may not realize send this many emails, the monitoring systems that you need in place to really tell you that this many went out daily, it's also something that you have to actively be checking.
Yeah. And it's also bothering your resources. It's bothering your business flow. It really gets an impact. It brings manual work to resend anything or to put this on a waiting list and send it tomorrow. Get up early so you're the first one that is sending before the next sending limit is flung. So, okay, I'm now making fun, but this is a really important threat that should be managed and so should be solved. Microsoft started with the smaller companies, but they are going to extend now to the huge ones that were paused, and it will happen in the next year to every single company that is using MS365.
That sounds wonderful. Is there any other advice that you would give to these organizations as a way to tackle this? I mean, obviously, we've talked about how you can look at someone like ourselves, not to be salesy, but like that's how we've been helping these customers with this, is we do not have these limits for our email service, but what are other features, other options that people should look, or other things that they should look internally just to make sure that
they're taken
care of?
Really important is to, as a company, to check or make yourself transparent. How many applications do I have? Because this thinking of licenses and users is not enough. And when I approached our customers and I said, how many applications do you have? Usually you get the answer. When I was talking to that company that approached me and said, oh, we're getting in trouble here. And I said, how many applications do you have? They said, I don't know, between 10 and 50. When we moved them to us, they had 6,000. And they were not
nowhere near it
because they are distributed so much all over the company. And it is so often underestimated how many emails are sent out systems. Marketing is one department. Billing is one department. Legal is one department. Support is one department. They are sending out information and they are not typing it manually on the PC. And it's really important to get through the company and check who is using services that might run into our systems. What is also happening is if you're resending to the same person, so if you're sending back and forth, if I'm in a negotiation with the customer and the customer said, thank you for sending over the offer, I have three more questions, and you are answering those questions, and they say thank you, and you say you're welcome, it's always an email that counts.
Okay, I got it. So thank you, Miri, for your time in answering our questions about these sending limits and really shedding some light on this problem that I think a lot of organizations won't realize is a problem until it becomes a problem. This is very important.
Plan and help.
Exactly. So thank you very much for your time. Thank you to everybody for tuning in. If you have a question that you want us to cover in a future episode, please let us know. Be sure to like, subscribe, comment, review on any of the podcast platforms that you are enjoying this content on. We are available on YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts, or you can go directly to our website at retaris.com/podcast. So see you all for the next one. Take care.
Thanks for having me. Bye-bye, everyone.